You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Commonwealth Games are on at the moment, Amber. Mm. How many, have you watched much?
No.
No, me neither. Australia's on top of the medal tally, though.
Amazing.
Absolutely killing it.
Good on you.
But I'd like to talk about the nation of Cameroon, Amber.
Cameroon!
A few of the Cameroon athletes have bailed.
Oh.
They the speculation that they've disappeared into Australia because they want to seek asylum here.
Ooh.
Apparently, the Commonwealth Games is a really good opportunity because from certain nations, it's hard to get a visa to somewhere like Australia,
mm-hmm.
but the Commonwealth Games grants them that, and once they're here, it's a lot easier to stay here than to get here.
Yep.
So these guys, it is assumed that they are going to be seeking asylum once their Commonwealth Games visas are up.
Okay.
I mean, they're fleeing, so I'm guessing they're not fleeing because they love their home country.
Yeah.
It must be pretty rough over there.
Yeah.
They want to be Australians.
Yes.
13, 12, 16, what'd you bail on?
Oh, my God.
Some of these guys didn't even turn up to their events. Like,
wow.
One of them was a boxer, and he's just like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I know I did all that training to be boxing.
Wow.
That was a front.
Wow.
What did you bail on? Amber, have you ever bailed on something?
Man, this year alone. I've bailed on like 321st.
Oh my good, 321st.
Yeah. How am I still getting invited to 21st birthdays? It's beyond me.
It's a very good question because you are getting on in years.
So I just bail on the. Yeah, thanks for that, mate. Needed that.
I once bailed on a job after one day. I went for a job. I thought it was with a mobile phone telco.
Mm.
And they said, yep, so you'll be a sales rep and you'll organise. You've got existing customers, businesses,
yeah.
all that stuff. And you go out and see them during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were going door to door to strangers.
Oh, you're the worst.
One day, I'm out of there.
Wish you bailed on this job after one day.
Hey.
That in 12, 16. What did you bail on?
Few athletes from Cameroon have done a runner.
Cameroon!
Why do you keep saying it like
I don't know.
That?
It was on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Shoehorning it into any conversation.
Anyway, what happened?
Oh, well, you've completely messed up my flow.
Cameroon,
the athletes did a runner.
Yeah, they've bailed.
They have gone. They've bailed on the Commonwealth Games.
There's
so we want to know what
here.
You bailed on.
Yeah, Justin's on the line, mate. What'd you bail from?
Oh, I did one shift. As soon as I turned 18, I thought I'd live the glorious hospitality life. And I did a shift as a glassy at a local pub.
Yeah.
Halfway through the shift, someone abused me because they thought I took away their drink a little early. So I was like, nah, that's it. Walked out then and there. Had enough.
First day, one unhappy customer and that was enough, mate.
That was it. I thought, nah, so I do not own my own pub.
Yeah, I would have trouble being a glassy, being the person picking up after the people that are drinking the beer because I prefer to be the person that is drinking the
yeah.
beer.
And I just don't like any form of labour, so, yeah, that'd be me ruled out as well. So I feel for you, mate. I feel for you.
Thanks so much for your call, Justin. Keep on coming through. 13, 12, 16. What'd you bail on, Ben?
I used to work at a pizza shop. Am I allowed to say the name of the pizza place?
Sure.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I used to. All right.
Oh.
Well.
We got sponsors and stuff, mate. If you could keep that to yourself, that'd be tip-top.
You'll have to tell me off air because I'm curious.
The pizza house, if you will.
Okay.
Righto.
Got hired, showed up. For the shift, the boss was telling me what I'd be doing. Just didn't really like the sound of it. And then when they went around the corner to get me a uniform, because it was a pretty casual thing, that I didn't really sign anything before I started. I just thought, probably not.
It was and a cashier, sort of, was it, mate?
Yeah, pretty much. I thought, probably not me, and then just sort of walked out, never seen again.
What were you expecting from the job at a pizza shop, though? Like,
oh.
I imagine that there's some pizza making, there's some cleaning, maybe some delivering, and maybe some being a waiter if you've got a sit-down area.
I was led to believe that I'd mostly be delivering. So I thought I'd be in the car and just sort of taking pizza back and forth the entire time. But they're like, oh, you'll be mopping and cleaning out the freezers and stuff in between. I didn't really sign on for that.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
You've just reminded me that I also bailed on a pizza job after one day as well.
Yeah. No one likes working in. I went on to then work at a similar pizza shop, like, around the corner from there, and I hated it. But I felt like I could only bail from one.
Yeah, fair enough. Thanks for your call, Ben.
Thanks, guys.
You're a hot mess, Ben.
Oh, you can talk.
No.
13, 12, 16. What'd you bail on? Da-da-da naughty. Da-da-da spotty. At 6:40.
Got a naughty today?
Really?
Shocking.
I know, I'm surprised. What do you got?
Queensland sex workers are up in arms about a list of sex terms that they're banned from using to describe their works.
Fantastic. Sign me up. A list about sex workers. We love a list.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
So, from anywhere from juicy. They can't describe themselves as juicy.
Yeah, all right.
This next one's going to make me uncomfortable.
Boy.
Sweet nectar. Mm. Is that too much? Should I have said that?
No, that's fine.
I'm going to do the codes again.
No. sweet nectar? Mm. Come on.
Ugh. Stop it.
Like a nice piece of
fruit. Shut up. So they're complaining that their work's been, you know, sort of affected by these ludicrous laws in Queensland.
Yeah, mate, do you know how much money sweet nectar brings in for me? Come on.
But that's not even the worst of it.
Oh, fantastic.
So they could get arrested for using words in ads such as, oh, dear.
Go on.
Tasty. there's definitely one I'm not going to say.
You're so uncomfortable.
Yeah. They're also banning, like, Spanish beauty.
What's wrong with Spanish beauty?
What if she is a Spanish beauty?
That's right.
That's a very accurate description of a Spanish beauty.
And it seems very tame as well.
Yeah.
Spanish beauty.
That's all right, because there are a list of words that they can use.
Oh, fantastic. Well, let's hear what the Queensland government says the pros can use.
Magic hands. Dominatrix.
Magic hands.
And man action.
Man action?
Yeah. Ooh.
You had me at magic hands. You lost me at man action.
I thought you'd like magic hands.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Queensland Government, for letting us know what we can and can't say when advertising our prostitutes, I guess.
Billows, one of your favourite things to do on this show is upset me.
Oh, we're going to press the upset Amber button.
No.
What do we got?
I've made a shiny new one.
Oh, bring it on.
You're probably going to hate this. You're not going to like it. You're a grumpy old man who doesn't understand. You'll hate this. That was fun.
A for tunefulness.
Thanks.
C for rhyming.
Mm.
C for length.
How dare you?
Bring it on. I love it, though. Let's do it.
So.
I mean, grrr, upset me.
This is about Madonna.
Already upset.
You'd already be upset. Now, she's revealed that she uses clay masks.
Okay.
On her butt.
What? Why? Why? To what end?
Well, don't you want soft skin on your booty?
She's a million.
I dare you.
Just have a grandma bum, all right?
She's got a good bum for an older woman.
For an older woman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want your nan rocking around in short shorts?
She's probably got a better bum than me.
Yeah, well, that's another.
How dare you?
That is another thread. I don't think we need to pull up that one right now.
So,
she doesn't need good bum skin. She needs to pop on some comfortable trousers.
You're the worst.
Once you get to 80, Amber, leotards aren't for you anymore.
Madonna isn't 80.
75, my apologies.
You're so annoying. Well, I think what else is going to upset you, though, Billows, is that the mask is from her MDNA skincare line, and it's the chrome clay mask, and it'll set you back $150.
Oh, get stuffed. As if the old ladies like Madonna can... That's just mean for the other old ladies.
Do you hate it?
Oh, everything about that story, 100% of it, except your opener. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
You are a dickhead. The biggest dickhead. You are today's biggest dickhead. This is a big world with lots of dickheads. But you are the winner today.
Awesome.
It is a big world, Amber. And today's winner of this coveted award comes from Manhattan, New York City.
New York. Okay.
I'm calling the police here because I saw a tiger.
Oh, wow.
A bloke in Manhattan called the police and said, there is a freaking loose tiger running around the streets. And they said, mate, are you having a laugh? He said, I am dead serious.
That's like one of the last places you'd expect to see a tiger.
I agree. I completely agree. Horse, maybe?
Like a police horse?
Homeless man whizzing on another homeless man?
100%. Every quite 10 possibly. Meters.
Yep. Tiger? Not so much.
No.
So police are called in. Mm. This is very serious.
Yeah.
They're telling people to go to stay in their homes. Twitter's losing its mind because there's a tiger roaming the streets.
Huh.
There's helicopters going over. Like, people are There's night shift workers. They're being woken up. What is going on?
It's crazy.
It was a raccoon.
Oh, get out.
Not a tiger. An animal that's 2 meters long. A raccoon. A trash panda, Amber.
Yeah. Not even close.
Not even close.
They don't even look similar at all.
Like, that's like, hey, check out that raccoon in the ocean. It's like, that's a dolphin.
To be fair, they're both animals.
They are both animals.
That's about as close as they get,
both
though.
Mammals, I believe. They've both got fur.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to tussle with either of them.
Like, a tiger is a very obvious, I mean, they're bloody orange.
Yeah. And pretty big. Even if it was a small one, I just can't imagine a world where it looked like a raccoon could look like a tiger.
And where would it have come from?
Yeah.
Where does the tiger just pop up in the middle of Manhattan?
Is Mike Tyson around?
Oh, yeah, true.
But yeah, so I would
what
like
an
to
idiot.
I would like to give the Dickhead of the Award, Dickhead of the Day Award to the guy who called the cops for not knowing the difference between a raccoon and a tiger.
Heinz Condiment Company. If that's not what they call themselves, you're welcome, Heinz.
I'm pretty sure that the word condiment might have popped up at Heinz HQ once or twice.
How dare
you? All right, you're the first to associate Heinz with condiments.
No. All right. Anyway, we're getting off topic. I'm tangled up. What's happening? So Heinz have released some exciting news. They've put together ketchup and mayonnaise in one product and are now selling mayo chip.
Mayo chip.
It's.
That's.
I'm okay with the product. Okay,
yeah.
Ketchup and mayonnaise. Sure. I'm surprised it doesn't already exist.
Yeah, me too.
But I hate the name.
Me too.
Mayo chip.
Mayo chip.
Everybody say it right now. It's really annoying to say.
Half mayonnaise, half ketchup.
Yep.
Why wouldn't they call it sauce and A's?
Don't know.
Because that explains 100% what it is. There is no room for. You break down that word. You're like sauce and A's. Oh,
well,
it's mayonnaise with sauce in it.
Americans. Don't even say sauce. They say ketchup.
Well, it's still, that is not clear whatsoever. What sort of products are they, like, is it for chips? Is it, what's it for?
Look, I reckon it would, I mean, you could put it on whatever. There's no real rules. I reckon it'd go all right on some hot chips.
Yeah, that's the only part I'm trying to figure out. Like, how are they advertising it?
Mm.
What are the people in their ads dipping in the, what was it? Well, mayo chip.
Mayo chip.
Oh, God.
It's a dumb name, right?
It does not flow at all.
Like I said, fine with the product.
Yeah.
Hate the name.
Mayo chup.
Yep.
Ketchup,
so at the moment,
mayonnaise.
Like, to answer your question, they're not advertising with food. The advertising that I have seen is emphasis on that they've banged these two things together.
Right.
The mayonnaise and the ketchup.
I can't, because I can't think of a reason for me to buy it. I cannot think of a product that I need sauce and mayo on at the same time.
Hot
except chips, yeah.
Mm.
And even then, it'd be a rarity.
You know what they should mix is mustard and mayonnaise for like a chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I could get on board with that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Heinz.
You didn't have me until you said chicken sandwich. Yeah,
100%.
Mm. I like putting sauce and mustard together.
Mm, yeah.
Like a,
question,
on a snag
though,
or a hot dog?
Here's the question I know you're all wanting to hear.
Yes.
Fridge or cupboard?
Oh.
Fridge 100%.
Yeah, it's got to because of the mayo element, surely.
Yeah, surely.
Well, that sauce could go in the... That's going to keep me up at night tonight, Amber.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.